This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وكذلك يقول يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. All praise and thanks are due to Allah. We praise and thank Him. We seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. We take refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the sinfulness of our actions. Whomever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomever Allah misguides, none can guide. I bear witness that there is none worth worshipping except Allah alone with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Surah Ali Imran. He says, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah with the taqwa that is due to Him. And don't die except in a state of submission, except in a state of Islam. And he also says in Surah An-Nisa, he says, O people, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from one soul and created from it its mate and dispersed from both of them many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah through whom you ask one another and the wombs. Surely Allah is ever over you an observer. You know, subhanAllah, with just 5 weeks left until Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Allahumma ameen. May Allah allow us to reach Sha'ban in about a week's time and Ramadan to gain from the many countless barakat in the month of the Quran. I was remembering how the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes, when giving a khutbah, he would just read the Quran. That would literally be his khutbah. Surah Qaf, for example, a very comprehensive surah, and he would just read it. But I was thinking, how can we gain from that and reflect upon the Quran and its meanings in a way that's appropriate? And so I've chosen some of the translation of some of the meanings of the Quran, because you can't really translate the Quran, subhanAllah, that I've chosen to recite at the beginning of this khutbah that's relevant to the topic. In Surah Al-Baqarah, at the end of it, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for several pages in the Qur'an is talking about sadaqah, about charity, about the benefits of it. And we're going to hear many of these in Ramadan, I'm sure. Many of these, we're going to be reminded of them. Well, in the very last ayah in this section, he transitions to another topic, a dangerous topic that can cause ruin and destruction. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, He says, those who give out of their own possession, their own wealth, by night and by day, in public and in private, will have reward with their Lord. No fear for them, nor will they grieve. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. But those who take usury, those who take riba, those who consume interest, will rise on the day of resurrection like someone tormented by Satan's touch, beaten by Shaitan into insanity. This is the state. That is because they say trade and usury are the same. Oh, business and interest and riba, it's all the same. But Allah has allowed trade or business, bay'ah, and He's forbidden riba, usury, interest. Whoever, on receiving Allah's warning, stops taking usury, stops taking this riba, stops taking this interest, may keep his past gains. Allah will be his judge. His affairs rest with Allah. But whoever goes back to riba will be an inhabitant of the fire, there to remain. What a scary, scary warning about riba that we have in the Quran and countless ahadith. Allah continues as we're reflecting, because again, the month of Ramadan should be the month of reflection, and we should prepare ourselves from now, even reading half a page and reading the translation and just stopping to reflect on the meanings of this book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent as guidance until the day of rising. He continues subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, Allah ruins, Allah destroys riba, usury, interest, but he blesses charitable deeds, these sadaqat. Why? How? With multiple increase. And he doesn't love an ungrateful sinner or a sinning disbeliever. SubhanAllah, disbelief in these ayat, SubhanAllah, is compared with riba. And fire is compared to, that's how serious, SubhanAllah, the warning is in the Quran. It's scary when you read it. And notice the contrast right after those pages about sadaqah, the contrast between sadaqah, giving in charity, and riba, usury, interest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who believe, do good deeds, keep up the prayer, give zakah, will have their reward with their Lord. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Another time, there will be no fear for them, nor will they grieve. And then in kind of the last section, or the second part of this, Allah says, O you who believe, beware of Allah, have taqwa of Allah, fear Allah. Give up any outstanding dues, anything remaining from riba, from interest, from usury, if you're true believers. But if you don't, then be warned of a war from Allah and His Messenger. The only other situation is in the hadith al-Qudsi, which was said here by Shaykh Yasir a few weeks ago from Riyad al-Salihin, it's in the 40 of Imam Nawawi, that مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. That if you're showing hostility, animosity, you're trying to go to war, you know, against who? Against one of the awliya, then Allah says, then be warned, I'm going to war with you. What a scary situation. And this is mentioned in the Quran, that if you're taking usury, then prepare yourself to go to war with the Creator. SubhanAllah, how scary. And then he says, if you repent, you can keep your capital, you can keep your interest, and you won't suffer loss, you won't harm yourself, you won't cause others to be harmed. And then he says to do with debts, right? He says if a debtor, so someone owes you money, is in difficulty, then delay things for them, make it easy for them. But still, if you were to just write it off as charity, that would be better for you. If only you knew. And this last ayah, how it connects, and many mufassirun, they say that this ayah is the very last ayah that was revealed on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, beware of a day, fear a day, have taqwa of a day when you will be returned to Allah. Every soul will be paid in full for what it has earned, everything you got, and no one will be wronged. And subhanAllah, why is riba is ever relevant? But especially now with a new presidential administration taking over and talks of the Fed, talks of interest rates, talk of the economy, talks of stocks going up and down, investments, cryptocurrency, SubhanAllah, it's on everyone's mind. This is a warning that we have rules of engagement when it comes to finances. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very severely prohibits us and warns us against engaging in riba, engaging in usury, engaging in interest. And many of the people, SubhanAllah, at the so-called top in power, they've gained their wealth, if you see it, through riba, through interest. And the second is Ramadan that's coming up. We mention sadaqah so often, but remember, takhliya and tahliya, get rid of the bad. If you have interest right now that's affecting you, negatively affecting your life, and it has disastrous consequences in the dunya and in the akhirah, this is the time to get rid of it. Who is this relevant to? Student loans, when trying to pursue an education with a degree, starting a business, buying a house or a car. Okay, I want to buy this house for $500,000. Well, at this conventional interest-bearing mortgage, it's 7%. So you're going to end up spending $1.2 million over 30 years. $500,000 to pay us back, but $700,000 because we lent you the money. Just like if you were to tell me, hey, I need $10 right now. So I'll give you $10, but tomorrow I want $15 from you because I'm giving it to you right now. That's haram, that's riba, that's not allowed. Investments, when we're investing our money, we want to grow it. We have to beware of riba transactions. Taking a job in an industry, when I'm writing riba or giving riba or receiving riba, it's so dangerous. And credit cards and being lax with it. You know, it's okay. It's a low interest rate. I'll just keep spending beyond my means and I'll deal with it later. So what is the call to action? Three things, inshallah. One, education. Educate yourselves and your families about riba and proper financial transactions. A khutbah can't cover everything. It's just impossible, right? There are so many institutes popping up around DFW, I can't even keep track of them, subhanAllah. So many mashayikh, so many ulama are teaching classes and they cover this. Take a class online, educate yourself. Simplify the issue to children. You know, if you give me 5 dates now, because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said wheat for wheat, barley for barley, dates for dates. If you give me 5 dates, my dear son, my dear daughter, because I'm in need, I want to break my fast or something, can I give you, do I have to pay you back? Are you going to force me to pay you back 10 tomorrow? Because you gave it to me now? No, that's haram, that's riba, that's interest, that's not allowed. Second, make changes in your life for the better. I'm not saying quit your job right now and make all these, but just educate yourself. Understand what transactions are dipping into riba and see what changes can I make. For example, I have an interest-bearing loan, not me, but for an example. And I'm about to move in the next month. Okay, let me switch to some sort of Islamic finance, another opportunity where it's going to be Sharia compliant. And some people, subhanAllah, in our community are not even doing these because of their scrupulousness and their wara'. They're like, I want to stay for another solution. And mashallah, that's praiseworthy. But there are ulama who have allowed that as well. You're in a job, start searching. Send your resumes out. Network, see how you can change the situation. You have a few payments left on your car, 6 months, and there's interest. Try to live frugally. Try to live way, you know, tighten up with the family and try to pay them off. You have credit card payments from several credit cards. Start with the smallest one and get rid of this and get yourself out of this situation as soon as possible. And know, my brothers and sisters, that you're going to face difficulty when doing this. You'll be tested by Allah when doing this. I'll share a couple stories. For the first one, education. I was a younger man, subhanAllah, and I was abroad at a dinner gathering, dawat, azima. And I remember, subhanAllah, that I knew about these ayat very clear. And there was someone, an elder, who started a business transaction talking about a restaurant and starting a restaurant with interest and was talking. And I simply said, you know, I just want to tell you, it's clear in the Quran that this is haram and it's dangerous and I just want to warn you. I don't think I was rude. I don't remember my being rude. I was ridiculed. I was laughed at. I was insulted. I was called names. I remember. You know, the discomfort I felt, but I don't regret it. Why? Because it's education. At least maybe something inside later that night would fall on the person and say, you know what, let me reconsider this, let me take another path. Making changes as well. I recently bought a car, and I wanted it to be 0% interest. And I remember calling all these dealerships, trying to find a way to solve this issue. And I was in the finance department, and the finance person was a Muslim, laughing at me. Telling me that why are you doing this? It's such a waste. What if your car crashes and all of these scenarios? And I'm like, look, I can sleep well at night knowing that I have a zero interest loan that I didn't engage in riba. It doesn't matter if I'm paying more. It doesn't matter if I lose more. It doesn't matter if I'm paying this or that. Alhamdulillah, I'm happy. And you do it with a smile on your face. And lastly, the last piece of advice is how can we make changes in our society, in our community? Beyond me, beyond education, beyond making personal changes, how can we do that? SubhanAllah, in our community here at VRIC, we have the founder and president of an organization and an executive director of an organization called a Continuous Charity. And I didn't tell them I was going to say this and we didn't coordinate or anything. And what are they focused on? We want to get students out of riba. We want to have interest-free loans, Qard Hasan. How beautiful, SubhanAllah. That's one way. Scholarships. Offering Qard Hasan, someone needs to fix their car, they're like, I need $500, $1,000, can you loan it to me? Yes, but let's write it down, because the next ayah in Baqarah is the longest ayah about writing. We'll write it down, we'll do this properly, but 0% interest, and you have, you know, so how many months do you need? And do that, so we can help each other. And if you're borrowing money, don't delay it. Don't take advantage of other people's kindness. I'll give one more, inshallah, solution. I'm part of a credit union, one of the banks that I deal with. And I have a checking account. And subhanAllah, at that time, it was the only one I had. And interest started to come into it. And so I called them up and I told them, you gave me, you know, it was a few pennies or a dollar or something. I don't want it. They said, what do you mean? It's free money. Take it. My religion prohibits. And I kept calling them and calling them and calling them. Guess what? every single month now, every single month I see it says interest 0.00. And I have a big smile. Alhamdulillah. They made changes in their whole system because I think because I kept complaining and complaining and saying, this is wrong, this is a religious thing, I want this accommodation. So don't doubt the changes you can make. And remember, even with our halal financial mortgages, you speak to anyone in the field and they tell you, this is not the end solution. We need to do better as a community. This is a temporary stopgap. We need to rethink the economy and the currency. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, avoid the seven great destructive sins. And the people asked, oh, Allah's apostle, what are they? And he mentioned seven, and from amongst them is consuming riba. So to recap, one, educate yourself and your family about riba. Two, make changes in your life. See, how can I optimize and be better and get away from this? And three, make a positive change in society. You've seen the ceasefire, so-called ceasefire that started on Sunday, while our Muslim brothers and sisters continue to be killed, continue to be murdered, continue to be abducted, continue to be thrown out of their homes and exiled from different locations. And now in the West Bank in occupied Palestine, most recently in Jenin, subhanAllah. So when we're talking about financial transactions, also keep in mind, boycott, divestment, sanctions. I'm going to boycott these industries that support the occupation that are oppressing my brothers and sisters in Palestine or elsewhere. Something came up about Uyghur brothers and sisters in slave labor. You find out that clothing is made by them or this company, stay away from it. And divestment, in terms of our investment accounts at work, we can bring this up and say, I don't want to support these military corporations that are funding bombs that are falling on innocent people. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Qayyum As-Samawati Wal-Aradeen, Was-Salatu Was-Salamu Ala Rasulullahi As-Sadiq Al-Ameen, Ibadallah, Ittaqullah, Wa Yu'allimukum Allah, Wallahu Bikulli Shay'in Aleem. يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات. قالوا يا رسول الله وما هن؟ قال الشرك بالله والسحر وقتل النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق وأكل الربا وأكل مال اليتيم والتولي يوم الزحف وقذف المحصنات المؤمنات الغافلات. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين مدبر الخلائق أجمعين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الصادق الأمين. عباد الله اتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله والله بكل شيء عليم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن أبي بكر الصديق وعمر بن الخطاب الفاروق وعثمان بن عفان ذي النورين وعلي بن أبي طالب المرتضى وحمزة أسد الله والعباس وولده وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعن التابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم بلغنا شعبان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة.